Com.
You want toll free at 855-453. And that's the SACL CAI toll free lines. We launch into the second hour of this live Saturday edition of the program. With you tonight, it is Ian.
And Mark.
You know, I just barely got back to the show in time tonight to make it on the air because I was out at Pumpkin Fest. Now, Pumpkin Fest is what, Mark?
Well, Pumpkin Fest, it was, I think, recently featured on one of these home improvement shows, cable home improvement shows or whatever. And this is every year, Keene, New Hampshire, we have the Pumpkin Fest. And it's the site of, generally, that year, the largest amount of carved jack-o'-lanterns in the world. And so people go, there's, you know, an event, people go around, do their things, and the jack-o'-lanterns afterwards, it seems like a big waste of food until you realize that the pig farmers come and get the jack-o'-lanterns and feed them to the cows and the pigs, and, you know, these are field pumpkins. People don't generally eat them, not really like pie pumpkins. So it's a fun time had by all. The kids have a great time. There's a little kids parade where they get to show off their costumes, and they can go to stores and stuff and do some trick-or-treating.
So usually what I do at Pumpkin Fest is outreach, because there's literally thousands and thousands of people in the streets of Keene, New Hampshire. It's literally a sea of people out there. It's an amazing sight to see.
Oh, yeah.
And Keene, New Hampshire is a little town of 25,000 people, but during Pumpkin Fest, it's more like 80,000 people. So it's incredible. And a great time to get some ideas into people's heads tonight. Or I was out there this afternoon and this evening handing out information about cop block, giving people info on their rights. There's a great cop block Know Your Rights flyer that was very good. I was giving that to younger people, kind of asking them, hey, do you know your rights with the police, that kind of thing. And most people are very receptive to learning more about that subject. Some people acted like they knew everything and just walked on by. Hope they don't encounter any cops that night. Yeah. And then also, older folks, I was giving them New Hampshire Foundation for New Hampshire Independence flyers, which is an organization created here about a year ago in New Hampshire that is dedicated to spreading the ideas of New Hampshire declaring independence. There are other similar organizations in other states. Vermont has one. Texas, there's a Texas secessionist group, but the idea of declaring independence or declaring secession from the United States. So that was kind of my goal in the streets tonight, and I was very successful at handing those out. Now, one thing I didn't notice that I found out later on from some of the other activists in the area who were also out and about tonight was that apparently there were snipers on the rooftops in Keene, New Hampshire, for this Pumpkin Fest.
It's pretty disturbing.
And actually, that's not just a claim. There's actual proof, photographic evidence of two men standing on top of a building in downtown Keene, New Hampshire. One of them, at least, has a sniper rifle at his feet. So if you were to be looking at these two men from the street level, you wouldn't know that there was
two guys in ball caps,
a sniper rifle. But they did have some sort of spotting device, so you might be able to see them using a scope of some sort, spotting device.
How does one get a picture of people on the roof?
You climb up to the roof.
Somebody climbed up to the roof?
That's right. One of the activists climbed up a fire escape and was able to secret a picture of these men. They
had
no idea.
The snipers had a picture taken of them from behind?
That's correct.
Oh, that's quite a team.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm sure they're cocky as hell. I mean, they don't actually think that they're going to have to do anything in Keene, New Hampshire.
Well, I don't know if that's cocky. I mean, that's probably likely that they won't have to do anything.
But that's just it. When, you know, if you're a sniper and somebody's sneaking up on you, that's probably a bad thing. But anyway, the photograph is pretty clear. I mean, there's a big old sniper rifle right down there. You can see it on our Facebook, Twitter, and Google Plus right now.
When did this happen? This happened today.
This was this evening.
Oh, wow.
And you can tell it's Keene, New Hampshire, too, because there's one of the church steeples in the background. I mean, this is the real deal, and we've gotten it from some of the local Keene Cop Block crew and Keene Peaceful Streets Project as well. Mostly a positive response on the ground to outreach tonight. Inevitably, there was one or two people, like one lady, I offered her a flyer, and she took it from me, but the lady who was walking with her told her, no, don't take that. They're Free Staters. But at the same time, there are also people who made, you know, very complimentary statements towards Robin Hooding and the activism here, and even Free Staters I hadn't met before, they recognized me and stopped and talked to me.
Oh.
New movers with, like, a family, that kind of thing. So it was great. Anyway, if you want to see the Pumpkin Fest snipers, just go to facebook.freetalklive.com. The picture's right there. So we're going to go to your phone calls. You can bring up anything at all. Let's go to Tom in Charleston, South Carolina, listening to WSC-FM. Hello, Tom.
Yes. Hey, how you doing?
What's on your mind tonight, Tom?
All righty. That's the problem with America. It says becoming more and more of a police state. The American people are highly incompetent now, just taking their time, media, Xboxing. We're allowing the government to take our rights away from us, where you got, you know, police, you got snipers at a pumpkin festival and all that. You got the government monitoring our phone calls. They know what's going on. They're recording the world, not you alone, but the world. They could have known about the Boston bombing. Like, they knew. Russia was telling them about it. Like, Obama has got a secret initiative. He wants to take control, whether he's with Bill Ayers or what. It's like,
what?
Who is someone... running with Bill Ayers, or, you know, like the radical movement. Bill Ayers, they mentioned in the documentary that they're not done. You won't see the last of us. This
I don't know who that is.
Free. Oh, look it up, man.
Well, I don't have time for that right now. You want to tell me?
Weatherman?
Do you want to inform the audience as to who you're referring to? Oh, he dropped off the line. Guess he didn't want to give us any information. 855-450-FREE. Yeah, I'm sorry. Look, we don't have a producing crew here that's just going to tip-tap away on every obscure name that somebody gives us on the air.
This was hit really hard on the talk shows.
What, the Bill Ayers?
Yeah. This was, I think...
So who is it?
I think he's some kind of college professor. He's one of the weathermen, okay. You know, the radical commie type, and they're trying to, you know, the Republicans want to associate Obama with as much with this as possible, mm-hmm. And I think that there's, you know, there's some credence
that's
to this.
That's because the Republicans wouldn't want anyone to know they're socialists, too. Right.
I think I think all the evidence shows that government grows under Democrats or Republicans. I don't think it really, you know, the Republicans have very weak standing unless they're pointing fingers. But that doesn't really change anything. If you listen to talk radio, which generally you do not, but the vast majority of talk radio is just repeating itself all mm-hmm. the time. When you're talking about the Republican talking points, it all sounds the same. And so I can understand why the caller would have the expectation that you would know that.
Oh, right, because we're not on talk radio.
We're not a political show.
Right, because I'm on talk radio, I must be like all the other talk show hosts?
Is that
the idea?
Sure, and, you know, we're people... Because we talk about issues, people think we're a political show. I don't know who the House Majority Whip is. I don't have any idea who that person is. I do have a bet. That person, he or she, is probably a big fat liar.
Barack Obama's the president. Joe Biden is the vice president. And that's about as far as I can go.
Well, you don't know who the Speaker of the House is?
Nope.
Pelosi. No, that's Boehner. It was Pelosi.
Whoever. Pretty much the same person, right?
They don't think so.
Well, that's what they want you to think, right? But they're all just working together, scratching each other's backs, making the government bigger, more intrusive, and more oppressive. At the same time, they make it look like they're on different sides. Oh, we've shut the government down. We can't come to an agreement. Well, look, they came to an agreement this week. What do you know? The government's back online.
The Republicans really took it on the chin, though. They looked bad from this political run. I mean,
is that right?
Yeah.
So what's that going to mean?
Probably fewer Republican seats in the fewer gained or fewer fewer in general in the midterm election.
You think people will remember that far back?
Maybe.
I don't know. There's a lot of evidence to show that Americans don't retain things that happen for a very long time.
That's true.
The memory hole, as it has been called. So the toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. Now, Mark, you were going to share with us some statistics about the death count of civilians in Iraq?
In general, it's the estimated.
Generally.
Yeah,
so including folks who were maybe combatant types.
Yeah, this is... When you talk about sort of the old news, people just don't want to hear it anymore in a lot of cases. But I think this is important stuff to listen to. I mean, new study says the U.S. invasion and subsequent war in Iraq killed an estimated 460,800 people. That's higher than most of the estimates frequently cited in the mainstream media, but lower than the controversial 2006 Lancet study that estimated between 400 and 655,000.
That's like the population of Wyoming.
Yeah, that's
it's like exterminating
state.
An entire state's population. 855, 450, free.
We all know how useful bitcoins are, but how can you cash out bitcoins quickly to pay rent or other cash expenses? MoneyPack Trader will sell you a money pack in minutes using the private and fully encrypted messenger program TorChat. You'll need a MoneyPack loadable debit card to deposit MoneyPacks onto, but don't worry. Dozens of debit cards are available free on the internet, and you may already have one from the nearly 50 prepaid debit card companies that allow MoneyPack loading. These debit cards are great because the funds can be withdrawn instantly at your local ATM and then spent anywhere cash is accepted. Cashing out bitcoins really is that easy, and MoneyPackTrader.com pays the highest rates for your bitcoins. Visit MoneyPackTrader.com today to learn what they can offer you for buying and selling bitcoins with enhanced privacy that no other exchange offers. That's MoneyPackTrader.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Toll-free number tonight for you, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have on the site. Once again, freetalklive.com. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And if you'd like to support the show, one of the ways that you can do that is by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com, and for as little as $5 per month, you can get behind Free Talk Live and help us get on more radio stations. In fact, what we're doing now is something pretty unique. We've never done this with the AMP program before. We're trying to raise a specific amount of money to hire our co-host, Daryl, to bring him on as an affiliate relations person, which means, like me, he would call radio stations during the week and introduce them to Free Talk Live and attempt to get the show on their station. And that would help us in a big way, I think, in bringing new stations on board. We've got over 125 stations right now, but we could have 300, we could have 400, 500. So we can do that with more help, and the AMP program is going to help us do that. Please go to amp.freetalklive.com. If you AMP, your AMP will be matched by a group of generous contributors who are willing to put up something like $950 per month in matching contributions to AMP. So please go to amp.freetalklive.com, and your $5, $10, $25 a month, whatever it is you contribute, will be matched above a certain amount to up to a certain amount. So thank you. Again, you get perks at the AMP program. It's amp.freetalklive.com.
If you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, manventureoutpost.com is the place to go. It's where I get all my outdoor equipment. And there you can get the name brands that you want. And name brands, you know, they allow you to have a certain level of certainty that you're getting a better product. Obviously, that's not true every time. But I've noticed that the things that I have in my life that really are still good are often the name brands that are still around. And that's what makes me trust them. So whether you're looking for handguns, long guns, knives, or fish finders, or tactical flashlights, or tents, or apparel, or water purifiers, boating equipment, whatever, ManVentureOutpost.com has it. It's a family-owned operation. And every time I go, I find the lowest prices because I do check. I check around, and I've never found a price lower than ManVentureOutpost.com. So they claim rock bottom prices, and they're right. Go check for yourself. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com.
However, if you're going to buy a knife, you probably shouldn't bring it with you to school.
Sadly.
And, Mark, you've got a story about a young man who had a tackle box with some knives in it. Had some knives in his car. Did not have them on him at school, but had them in a car that was parked on school property. We'll continue, or we'll get you that story here in moments, but let's go to the phones first. We've got Will listening in Virginia Beach to WNIS. Hello, Will.
Yes, sir. Hey, I just was curious with the activism and everything else. What kind of guarantees or forward progress are you guys making against the eventual, I guess, liberal takeover of the state? It seems that there's a more of an encroachment these days.
In New Hampshire?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I think that that's an issue. I think that people oftentimes are moving north from Massachusetts to escape government encroachment. But they're also, you know, and some of those people are political activist types. But some of those people are often trying to escape the big government aspects of Massachusetts. I do think that the government has grown in New Hampshire over the last couple of decades. But let's not forget that New Hampshire is still the freest state in the Union. And that's a huge benefit and as far as a place to start.
Well, the government's been growing everywhere.
Yeah, the government's growing everywhere. It's just growing faster everywhere else.
Right, and I don't care if it's liberals or conservatives who want to control me. My issue is the people that want to tell me how to live and the people that want to tell me how much money to give them and what arbitrary ordinances to obey. And as far as I can tell, they're all liberals and conservatives, so I wouldn't just target just liberals. I'm concerned with anybody who would be an authoritarian.
Well, thank you for your time.
Hey, thanks, Will. I appreciate hearing from you. So, yeah, I don't really concern myself with that as well. It's certainly one of the objections that comes up when we talk about the Free State Project, which is an idea of moving liberty-minded people all to the same place. In this case, New Hampshire is the chosen destination. One of the objections is, yeah, but what about all those massholes coming up here from Massachusetts? That's the fun name that people have for people from Massachusetts. What about all those people? They just want to come up and control things, and they're making things worse in New Hampshire. Well, okay, what are you going to do where you live about the problem? How's it going where you live? Do you have a movement of thousands of liberty-minded people who are going to come into your state and get active? And
he just wanted to know what was happening.
I'm not talking about that guy. I'm talking about the objection in general, as it tends to come up. People tend to object to moving to New Hampshire. Oh, well, because you're too close to Massachusetts. And people from Massachusetts come there. It's true. People do come to New Hampshire from Massachusetts. So what do you do about that? Well, I don't really concern myself with it, because all I need to concern myself with is moving people who love liberty here. And if enough people who love liberty and who are willing to do something will move to New Hampshire and get active, then the people from Massachusetts who want to control others will probably find New Hampshire to be a distasteful place. Because right now there are people in New Hampshire who love to control others, and they do not like the fact that the Free State Project exists. They have called the Free State Project participants here the single greatest threat. This is the words of one New Hampshire state representative. The single greatest threat. Free Staters are the single greatest threat to the state. That, to me, is a badge of honor.
It's a ringing endorsement.
That is a huge endorsement. I want the people like that individual to be frustrated. I want them to be upset. I want them to be angry about the fact that the Free State Project exists. I mean, I'd rather they just find the ideas of liberty and, you know, love their neighbors. But unfortunately, that's not the kind of people they are. They're the kind of people that want to tell their neighbors how to live. And if those people are uncomfortable by us being here, I really don't care. And I'll do whatever it takes to bring more people here and get them active, just to frustrate them even further to the point where they will just decide, okay, well, let's move to New York or go back to Massachusetts or Vermont or somewhere else where we can actually get some traction here, because it's going to get more and more difficult for those people who wish to control people here in New Hampshire as more people move. We only have 1,400 people in state now as part of the Free State Project. That's 5%.
And we're the greatest threat to the state at 1,400 people.
Yeah, it's about 10% of our total membership right now, and it's not quite 10% of the total target movers. Mm-hmm. So we are just barely getting started. They're calling, just put it in perspective, they are calling, this lady is calling, her name is Cynthia Chase. She's a state representative from the Keene area. She's calling Free Staters the single greatest threat. We haven't even barely begun. The Free State Project hasn't even really officially begun its move. We're here early. Mark and I, we moved back in 2006. Now, people are moving every week to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, so it just keeps getting better over time. But the average person moving to New Hampshire from Massachusetts is not a political activist. The average person moving is probably somebody who wants to get away from Massachusetts for legitimate reasons, for reasons that they're frustrated with Massachusetts, and they don't see those same frustrations in New Hampshire. So I don't think it's really like a bunch of activists moving from Massachusetts as much as it is average people.
No, the activists are staying in generally in Massachusetts, but every once in a while you'll have some activist that moves.
Some and move, yeah.
No doubt. But we've got more activists moving here. And he wanted to know what we're doing, and I think that the evidence is that we're having a lot of success.
We're getting active. People are getting elected. Bad legislation is being stopped. Good legislation is getting through. And now I'm making general statements. There's still some bad legislation that gets through, so we need more people here. Like 20,000 of them. Go to freestateproject.org to learn more, and you can take control of the airwaves here. The Knife Story's coming up.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m., I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. when I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPACH 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Dial in toll free here at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line, and you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
We've got a website. You can go to freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features on site, and those features include the news updates. You can get signed up, follow us via email, Facebook, Google+, Twitter, whatever method is best for you, and get the latest information about the show as it happens. Go to news.freetalklive.com. That's news.freetalklive.com. Now, if you follow us via the emailed updates, you're going to only get the most critical info about Free Talk Live. If you want to follow us in a more granular fashion, follow during the show or outside of show hours, there's always stuff being posted on our Facebook, Google+, and Twitter. In fact, we just posted the photographic evidence of snipers on the rooftop. And from what I'm told, there was more than two of them, but we've got photographic evidence of two of them on one rooftop in downtown Keene, New Hampshire, during tonight's Pumpkin Festival. And a gentleman who's lived in Keene his whole life has said that he has never seen anything like this before. Maybe it was because of the Boston bombing. They're now putting snipers on the roof.
Apparently snipers that can be snuck up on by civilians and take their pictures.
Yeah.
That's kind of a sad testament to one's sniperdom.
But somebody actually posted to our Facebook page that they didn't believe this.
Sorry, guys, I'm not buying this one.
But so apparently we actually have a video of them, too, and Mark.
Yeah, I posted the video up underneath his a reply to his post.
So in case you saw
now,
I could still think the video is faked, I guess.
I suppose.
So, yeah, it's the real deal. We know the people who saw these snipers. We know the people who took the photograph.
Just in the studio a moment ago.
I'm not going to say who it was, and I don't believe that was the person who took the photograph.
No.
Somebody asked who the person was who took the photograph. That information is confidential, but suffice it to say, we know who they are, and they, this claim is completely valid. So if you want to see the snipers on the rooftop, go to facebook.freetalklive.com, and you can take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Now, we were going to talk about a story involving this zero-tolerance nonsense that you find so common at government schools. In this case, it was a young man with some knives in his car. Some of them were in a tackle box, for instance, like one might take on a fishing trip. What happened with the story, Mark, and where's it from?
It's the story itself, I've got citations from all over the place, but this one's from thedailysheeple.com. Real nice title.
Is it real? It's not a satire site?
Yeah, okay. No, it's there. Cody Chitwood, 17, is a senior at Lassiter High School and an avid fisherman. He went fishing at his favorite spot, Mountain Park, off Highway 92 and Mabry Road, several days before he left his two fishing poles and tackle box in his car. Little did he know that Lassiter administrators would order a canine search the parking lot on September the 17th, and the dog would hit on his car. The dog apparently picked up on the scent of some black powder because Chitwood also had several firecrackers in his trunk, left over from a 4th of July celebration. That was enough for police to order a thorough search of his car. They found four knives, all of them with blades at least 2.5 inches. According to the arrest warrant, the only reason you'd have a knife that has a blade less than 2.5 inches is because it's a little folding knife.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not saying that there's not a good reason for a 2.5 inch blade, but there are a lot of good reasons for blades longer. I guess the biggest problem the concern they have is, when you start getting above 3.5 inches sinking in, you can kill somebody with it. That's no doubt. I mean, knives are responsible for more human deaths than A-bombs. Than nuclear weapons. They're dangerous items. But I wonder whether we're just getting a little crazy. What happens when a kid brings a butter knife to school to spread his peanut butter and jelly?
That's usually they get in trouble in that case.
There's a little, these days. Yeah, there have been reported cases where people have gotten in trouble over butter knives.
Mm-hmm.
Aspirin, Tylenol, Lego men, and having a gun. Lego men having a gun. Crazy stuff. So going on here, it says, according to the arrest warrant, three of them, including a fillet knife and a spring-assisted knife, were inside his tackle box in the trunk. A butterfly knife was found inside the pocket of the driver's side door. So he has a little personal protection device there.
Yep.
And, I had a butterfly knife when I was in high school. No doubt, people like to flip them around and, whatever. But I don't think there's this quaking fear in society or surrounding knives that there used to be either. There probably should be. These are extraordinarily dangerous devices if employed by people with malice. But nobody really cares about knives anymore. Knife, whatever. In a world of handguns, people don't care about knives.
Well, I know that in Great Britain they banned handguns, and now they're talking about banning knives. Maybe they already did.
This is not Great Britain.
Well, my point is, there are some real issues with knife violence, and maybe if there wasn't as much gun violence, people would be more concerned with knives.
There was
a story in China about a man who stabbed up an elementary school classroom with a knife, stabbed something like 20 students. So, maybe you're right. Maybe people don't really consider knives to be dangerous, but they certainly are.
He says, I enjoy going fishing. I go fishing probably once a week, sometimes twice a week.
Not anymore, buddy. You're going to prison now.
He's been suspended for 10 days. And Let's see. I just forgot they were there. I had a fishing poles in the car, too.
Who hasn't done that? I mean, there's been so many stories of people going to, like, a TSA checkpoint with a knife in their bag and then getting in trouble for that when it was just an honest mistake.
So he's facing 2 to 10 years in prison and a $10,000 fine. And really, I don't think the kid's going to get... He's carrying a deadly weapon on school property.
Wow. Well, he didn't carry it. It was in his car.
Well, he has active possession of it. Who has the key? This is what this whole zero tolerance thing brings. And I understand why school officials have done this. They've been handed these rules. They've been told this is what you've got to do. We have zero tolerance for deadly weapons, and a knife certainly is a deadly weapon. So what are they going to do? Well, the problem is the rule, the zero tolerance rule. You put a government bureaucrat in charge of it. All they're going to do is cover their butt, and that's what they've done in this circumstance.
Well, hold on, Mark. Are you saying knives should be allowed on a school campus?
I carried knives to school.
So you're saying it should be okay?
I guess so, yeah. The best way to deal with a person who's armed is another person who's armed. I know that people don't want to hear that. That sounds like the NRA's line, but... How does the government deal with somebody who's armed?
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. How do you feel about the idea of young people being able to carry knives on a school campus? Because I think that people should be able to defend themselves with whatever weapon they choose. And there was, you know, a time at which people could carry knives or even guns, rifles, for instance. There's all those old stories by the old-timers saying, I used to carry a rifle, strap my rifle to my back, walk to school. Well, they don't do that anymore, but... Were people more violent back then because they had rifles at school? Were there any mass shootings whatsoever back then due to people bringing rifles to school? Because there must have been crazy people back then. I mean, because crazy people are the ones who commit school shootings.
There was less medication for them.
That's a good point. Yeah, a lot of those.
So there'd be more crazy people, I would think.
School? No, Mark. A lot of people will say that it's the medication that actually drives these people off the
Some break. Will say that.
And I think there's a good argument to be made for that.
Yeah, I couldn't say, but I can say that this young man who's, he's being arrested for a felony, and it's going to affect his career options. He wants to go into the Air Force. I question his plans, but that's not for me to say. I don't support him getting the felony as a result. You better believe it's going to affect him enlisting in the Air Force if that's what he wants to do. Mm-hmm. He's facing, of course, prosecution, large fines, prison time, and this isn't what people thought of when they wanted to tighten things up after Columbine or after Sandy Hook. This isn't what they were concerned with, is some kid's fillet knife in his tackle box.
By the way, 855-450-FREE, you want to get a free Bitcoin wallet, go to blockchain.info. They can hook you up. You can get it on your Android phone, your iPhone, or just use your web browser. Make it easy to send or receive Bitcoins to anybody, anywhere in the world. You don't know what a Bitcoin is? Well, you can learn more about that as well. Just go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. There's some useful links there. But get your free Bitcoin wallet at blockchain.info. We'll come back with more Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls about what you want in moments.
Plaque buildup in the body is the cause of many unwanted health problems. If you or someone you care about suffers from heart disease, kidney stones, dementia, Parkinson's, Peyronie's, or other chronic health issues, excess plaque in the body could be the problem. Med5 is a patented product that helps reduce the plaque in your mouth and body. A new daily mouth rinse and tablet that is designed to help liquefy and dissolve and may help get rid of the plaque buildup, toxins, and heavy metals. Log on now to Med5.com. That's medfive.com, and watch a video of renowned cardiologist Dr. James Roberts explaining how simple it is to fight plaque, toxins, and improve your health. Remember, attack the plaque, fight back with Med5. Order now at medfive.com or call 808-779-4209. That's 808-779-4209. 808-779-4209.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000 1,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves and do it toll-free, 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line as we are here on this live Saturday edition of the program. We do this show 7 nights a week, live from 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. Of course, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. But when you're getting online, consider the method. If you're just connecting to your regular internet connection via your internet service provider or your cell phone provider, you should be aware that if they want to, they can monitor pretty much everything that you do. You go to whatever website you're going to, they know. You know why? Because when you send it, when you type in freetalklive.com and you press enter, then that sends a request to their DNS server. Their DNS server does a lookup, returns the IP address of the computer that you want to receive, you know, that you're looking to contact online, and then gives you the web. And then that computer then sends that information back to you. So your internet service provider has to know where you're going, and they can log all of that information. Well, maybe that's uncomfortable for you. Maybe you don't like the idea of them snooping about what you're doing online. Maybe you don't like the idea that if you're using a coffee shop internet connection, that the administrator of that network could easily be observing you as well. They could sniff out your packets. Some sort of hacker could live in your neighborhood and break into your Wi-Fi connection. Sniff your packets out. See, get your credit card number. When you're on your bank site, get your bank information. This is all realistic concern. So what can you do? Well, you can go to ProXPN. ProXPN is a global virtual private network that works with almost any internet connection and creates a secure encrypted connection, 512-bit encryption tunnel that they send. They allow you to encrypt everything that comes from your laptop or desktop or iPhone or Android phone, goes out to ProXPN before it goes to the internet. So your internet service provider cannot get in. They cannot see what this data is. It's just an encrypted data stream that goes over their service at that point. And so proxpn.com/FTL, that's where you can go to get signed up for your free account. They encrypt all your communications and then they release them from their server. And this is, you know, it doesn't take any appreciable extra amount of time online to do this stuff. You get unlimited bandwidth with their premium account. You can run torrents through ProXPN. You can do all of your internet stuff over ProXPN, and I use it on my laptop. I've got it installed on my desktop as well, and you can get yours for free at proxpn.com/FTL. Now, again, the premium account is what you will probably end up wanting if you're really serious about privacy, because it's got unlimited bandwidth, and you can use our code to receive 20% off the lifetime of your account. The code is FTL20. That's FTL and the number 20 at proxpn.com/FTL. But go ahead, try the free account out. You can see what it's like. And also, one of the other perks of ProXPN is you can mask your location. You select which server you want to connect to. It looks like you're in Dallas or Los Angeles or Singapore, or wherever it is that their servers happen to be. They've got several of them around the world. Now, that's one of the things you get as a premium account holder. If you're using their free account, you can only use one server. But it's just incredible. That way it looks like you're coming from a different location. It can also make it so you can get past workplace blockage or a school block, you know, those webs, those
firewalls.
Firewall's the right word, but there's software that they run on a router that prevents you from going to certain websites. Well, if you're running ProXPN, you can probably visit those sites. You're in China, you want to do a Google search for the Tank Man? Use ProXPN. ProXPN.com/FTL. And again, our code is FTL and the number 20. We've got an update on the young man with the knife case here in a moment. Well, let's go to the phones first. Tegan is listening in St. George, Utah to KZNU. Hey, Tegan.
Hey, I grew up in small town Utah, and every guy in my grade brought a big knife with them to school. Every single
guy. Was it legal?
And probably not, but then again, the teachers knew. The teachers brought knives. Nobody cared. And nobody got stabbed.
That's amazing.
Yeah, you'd think that, I mean, the way we're taught is that kids are going to escalate the violence all the way up, and you know, people were bringing knives to school when I was there. Nobody got stabbed at my school. There were all kinds of fights, but I don't know that I ever considered. I don't think I ever even considered pulling a knife on somebody that I was in an altercation with.
Exactly. It's ridiculous that they want to put such limitations on something that we should be able to just do.
Well, they always have more limitations. There's always something else, and it really gets broken down to an absurd level, as was pointed out. There have been people with toys or people that have pointed fingers at one another.
There's a kid whose name is Hunter, and his sort of personal sign language name is, two little fingers, you know, gun fingers. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to describe them any other way, sort of making the gun motion with your hands, and that makes the teachers nervous at the school. So, I mean, it's crazy.
I think people are just getting way too sensitive about stupid things.
Tegan, thanks for your call and thoughts tonight. Appreciate it. So what do you do about it, though? I mean, zero tolerance doesn't seem to be going away. It just seems to be getting worse. It seems as though zero tolerance could be worse. It appears to be getting even more intolerant over time.
Well, I think one of the biggest problems is big schools. If you make a big place, when somebody thinks about doing a terrorist act, they want to find the most people collected into one area as possible.
Yeah.
So when you have big schools, 1,500 students, 2,500 students, that attracts acts of terrorism. And even with it's a few hundred, in the case of the Sandy Hook situation, I don't know. I mean, that's one of my thoughts is that you're creating these epicenters where these events are going to occur.
Well, so again, what do you do about it? In my opinion, get your children out of the government schools. I mean, that's just the best option because the rules are so insane and they become enforced even more violently and even more to the point of just nonsense. That your kids are in danger every time they're at these schools. And they're not in danger from being stabbed by another student. They're in danger of violating some absurd rule and then finding themselves charged with a felony, as this young man did. And how old is he? 17. His name is Cody Chitwood, and you just gave us the story, Mark, but there's actually an update in the case. This was posted just a few days ago to mjdonline.com. Marietta, Georgia is the location. He's accused of violating Georgia's zero tolerance law for weapons on school campuses and faced 2 to 10 years in prison for having knives in his car. Not even on his body, not on his
person.
Most
of them were in a tackle box.
Not in his backpack. They were in his car. But apparently he has taken a plea deal. His attorney has made a deal with the district attorney that will result in the felony charge being dismissed. Chitwood will be enrolled in Cobb County's pretrial diversion program. He may have to do community service and submit to random drug tests, but that, they say, beats a ruinous felony conviction that would have haunted him for the rest of his life. He's also back at school after serving a 10-day suspension. He does say he still intends to enter the Air Force, so that's unfortunate. You would think that maybe some sort of nasty encounter with the government might sour somebody on working for the state, but they probably think that there's a difference between the bureaucracy of the school and the Air Force. Of course, the reality is bureaucracy across the board, whether they wear camo or a fancy uniform, they're still bureaucrats. And
all you have to do is ask somebody in the military about the bureaucracy in the military and the unfairness and the arbitrary
enforcement. Yeah, right. If you don't like obeying the arbitrary diktats of bureaucrats, you probably won't like the military. As I understand it, I've never been in there, thank goodness. So there you go, he took a plea deal. Think he should have done that?
Well, I don't think he should have taken the plea deal, but I understand why he took the plea deal. The reason he took the plea deal is basically this charge is going to be dismissed in the name of doing some community service.
Yep.
No big deal. He's going to wash some fire trucks or whatever he does, and largely that'll be it.
I can't say I blame him for taking a plea deal. I mean, 2 to 10 years is a pretty scary thing.
And it's just the money. It's not. He wasn't going to get 2 to 10 years, but he's got to hire a lawyer to fight against this.
Mm-hmm.
These shiftless, irresponsible government bureaucrats don't have to pay one stinking dime for going after this kid for having a knife in his car, but he has to pay the money to defend himself, and that's really what's despicable here. Now, I'd point out that these pretrial programs tend to disproportionately favor people of that have some level of, the white folks.
Mm.
Oftentimes,
this young man is white.
Yeah, oftentimes, and I don't hold that against him either, but oftentimes you'll find that people of other ethnicities have a very difficult time entering these pretrial programs.
Yeah, it would have been interesting to see what they are, if he was black, what the plea deal offer would have been there.
I don't know. I'm not going to say the system is always racist, but it is arbitrarily racist.
Mm, there's plenty of evidence for racism in the system.
That's what's difficult about it is, you don't know. It's just a big mess.
We're going to continue with taking your phone calls. Now,
if this had been a private school, they would have said, Cody, you can't bring this knife to school
anymore.
Don't
do it again.
But this is the problem. They rob every one of us every single day. They build their little institutions. They say, we're doing it for your own good. And then they jam these rules down your throat and charge your kid with a felony.
Yeah, it's crazy. The best thing you can do is just get your kid out of these government schools so they can't be subjected to this madness. We'll continue with more in moments, including your phone calls. If you're on the line, stick with us. We'll get to you next. 855-450-FREE. That's toll-free, 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red pepper, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Now that's how you spell relief.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.